All right. Well, Ed Solomon, with Next Generation Impact, I guess it is, or Next Generation Impact.
Yes.
Welcome. You've been with us for, with Child Evangelism for many, many years and, have felt a call to this new ministry. So we're here to, have you begin by just telling us a little bit about this ministry and how you got involved with it.
Sure. You know, it's been interesting. For 23 years, I served with Child Evangelism Fellowship in various positions. Seven of those years, I was the USA Director for Military Ministry, and just saw God bless across the U.S. and opening up some installations and reaching military children. You know, my background has always been military. I served 15 years in the Air National Guard. I was enlisted. And then got out, didn't think I was ever going to go back in. And 7 years later, someone approached me, asked me if I would go back in as a chaplain on the Army Guard side. I laughed and I was like, yeah, right. I've already been in, been there, done that. Don't want to go back in. And he said, well, you should pray about it. And, you know, we definitely, my wife and I prayed and we, you know, we were like, God, you've got to open up the doors, for this to happen, for me to be a chaplain. At the time I was probably in my 40s, and so I had to lose a ton of weight after being out for 7 years. I had to pass a physical in my 40s and all those kind of things that are required. And so that was you know, challenging to do, but God kept opening up the doors. I met Wiley Collins during that time. As well. And God just kept opening up the doors for me to go back in and serve as a chaplain on the National Guard level until I retired back in 2019. Went through one deployment and, to Egypt and got to experience what it was like, leaving my family and then coming back home with them, you know, in that whole process. And so military's always been a part of who I am, and God just directed us into the ministry with Next Generation Impact. I knew the founder of the ministry, Ron Tant and Richard Summerford. They had been with CEF, years before, on the USA level, worked with them very closely. They were starting a new ministry and they asked me to come in and to prayerfully consider coming in and overseeing their military ministry, which God, again, just kept opening up the doors for that to happen. And so I'm excited about what's going on there and about the future of what God has planned.
Interesting in the way God works, I guess. How can I say it any other way? Tell us maybe a little bit more. Next Generation Impact was already going in one way. Now there's a new direction that you're taking as well. Is that correct?
Yes. They've asked me to oversee, the ministry. The military side of the ministry is called Impact Military Kids. And so the process with that is much like what Next Generation Impact is doing. You know, our goal, you know, I started with CEF for 23 years and, loved the ministry. God taught me so many things during that time, but there is a little bit of a difference in, you know, maybe philosophy of how to do ministry. You know, and Tom, you and I were talking about that before where, you know, CEF, is wonderful at doing training, volunteers. You know, there's a lot of paperwork that's involved, where you have to do background checks, all those kind of things. And CEF certainly partners with churches. But they also do a lot of administration level aspect as well. Where they're overseeing the churches, making sure they're teaching curriculum, the background checks, the paperwork, filing reports, where Next Generation Impact comes into a church or a military chapel, and they want to focus on that being the church's program, or that being the chapel's program. You know, like military chapel is responsible for making sure all of their volunteers have gone through the process of a background check. They already do that. It becomes part of that chapel's program, or military, or a church that has a military focused ministry, that becomes part of their church ministry and calling, is to go out and Next Generation Impact or Impact Military Kids is there to equip them, help them, even train. But it not be our ministry, but the church's ministry or the chapel's ministry.
Uh-huh. So how, what does that look like then, in terms of how you actually engage with a chapel? Let's say you go to Maxwell and you talk to the chaplain, the senior chaplain, and say, like to tell you about this, I suppose.
Well, definitely we can go to Maxwell, other chapels, and it's really what that senior chaplain wants to do on that installation. Because even when I was with CEF, I found that there were some chaplains that I would go to, and they were not very open to anybody on the outside coming in. They didn't want a local church coming in to that installation. And then, you know, with all the process today of not only do you have to do a background check, say with CEF and with your church, but the military would make you do one as well, coming in as a volunteer with the church. And so it just adds more and more and more paperwork. You kind of get lost in the paperwork, amount of paperwork type thing. And so we're there to help equip the chapel community to do ministry themselves. Many of them do programs like Awana. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but it's another children's ministry. And right. And so a church doesn't come in to do that. Now, there might be some churches in the area that can help and assist, and even the Awana missionary that's in that area. But it becomes part of that chapel program where they adopt it, and then they go forward with it. And we're there to, you know, help assist them in the ministry. You know, we've got something exciting coming up. January the 17th, on my prayer request, I had put the 18th. And we had to switch dates. One of our target locations to begin is Fort Benning, in Georgia. And we came into contact with a pastor over there in Columbus, Jeff Strucker. And I don't know if you're familiar with the movie Black Hawk Down. You probably are. And right, Jeff Strucker was a Army Ranger. He was enlisted during the time of that mission in Somalia. And after he returned, some point in his life, he became a chaplain in the Army to Army Rangers. And after he retired in the Fort Benning area, he opened a church outside the gates and started a church there. And he's known, he's been around to different areas speaking. He's written books. And so when we found out he was in the area, I had sent him just an email, just introducing myself, telling him, you know, who I was, and I would love to have an opportunity to meet with him, to talk to him about ministry and about Fort Benning and how we might partner, in ministry. I'm used to sending emails out, and you might be as well, and you never get a response. Well, within an hour, his assistant had contacted me and said, Jeff would love to meet with you guys. And so Ron, who I mentioned earlier, Ron and I will be going over to Columbus on the 17th, that Monday, to meet with Jeff and just to talk with him about ministry and military ministry and get his insight into it more about how we can partner together what he sees with military ministry, what he sees as being a church that's right outside the gates of Fort Benning, because he has a very strong military-focused church where, you know, where people come off post and attend his church. And so we just want to develop a relationship there, and it's just neat to see how God has opened up that door for us to have a meeting.
I have a question.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Jeff.
What do you do? Yeah, I know you've been talking for a while, and I'm sitting here thinking, I'm hearing everything he's saying, but you're coming out of Child Evangelism Fellowship, and every group has its own target, okay, which we tend to use. But I have no contact with that. I have no context in which to put your ministry and how you connect and what you actually do into the picture.
Sure. Sure. Well, let me try to explain it on another. I was going with one direction, well, that side of things. We are still ministering to military children. We are looking at different locations, such as Maxwell, to go in and help them. And again, a lot of this being new, we're starting from the ground up. And a new person has come into Maxwell, where for years we were able to go in and do military ministry to children. And so we're looking at helping them with vacation Bible schools, helping them with summer programs, school programs as well. We have a weekly program, much like Good News Clubs, but it's called Impact Military Kids, where they can come in and use our curriculum, and we train them on how to use curriculum that's really designed for military kids and reach the military kids and military families. I'll give you an example. One of the activities that we did back in November, there's a place in Prattville that's called Drive-In Ministries or Drive-In Park. My first pastor that Terry and I had, Mike Jones, when he left Cornerstone Bible Church in Montgomery, he took over a missions organization called Drive-In Ministries. And so they've developed a property up there where during the warm weather months, they show like movies, and they partner with churches to come in and help them do those type events. And so back in November, we're trying out new things. And so we're like, let's try to reach out to the community, the military community, in the Montgomery, Prattville, River Region area. And so we did a drive-in, movie night where we partnered, with a church up in Prattville. We partnered with the children and youth services of the National Guard, and with ourselves. We all three came together to develop an event where we showed a movie. It wasn't military based because our target audience was military children, and it was a Christian movie. And we decided to try to reach out to the military for that event. It was the first weekend in November where the temps had dropped, and so we had not the attendance we were looking for, but it helped us look at that and go, this would be a successful event that we could place around the United States, that military families would want to come out and do an event in the community, and the way the community could show their appreciation to the military, but at the same time present a gospel message. To have a church that's there that's encouraging them, hey, you know, we're having this event, but it's a way to introduce them to a local church that wants to reach the military. And so we are still doing military ministry to children, but we are also trying to focus on equipping churches and chapels to do ministry themselves as well.
So I understand that maybe the content is oriented particularly toward military kids who are subject to having dad or mom deployed or constant moves and so on and so forth. Is that really kind of the idea yet?
Well, we, Next Generation Impact, we have our own curriculum. And so we're putting, probably use of the term tweaking. We're tweaking it for military ministry, as well as looking for resources that are out there. For people are writing books and pamphlets all the time, Christians, about how a family goes through a deployment and the separation and how the children respond to that. And so we're looking for those resources and trying to connect with those authors, to see, is their material biblically based? Is it correct? Because, you get a lot of stuff out there today that's not, but is it biblically based and can we use it as a resource tool to reach military children?
Right, right.
So I guess, I'm sorry for the confusion. We're doing both. We're wanting to minister to military children and looking for opportunities to do that in this world with COVID, which has been interesting to try to do, because a lot of installations will shut down. I went out to Maxwell the other day and, it seems like their policies keep changing. Now, before it was like, if you were fully vaccinated, you didn't need to wear a mask inside. Now they don't really care if you've been vaccinated or not. You have to wear a mask inside. And so jumping through all those hoops is definitely interesting in our world to add all the other requirements and policies and procedures the military requires to, come on an installation and to even for the chapels to do services now. Because I know for a period of time they were just doing them, streaming them online, and they're just getting back to where they're meeting, and who knows where they'll be, in a week from now, with the things that are going on.
Right, right.
Ministry has been a lot more challenging in this COVID environment, especially with dealing with a government agency like the military.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, the current COVID phase is kind of different too. That's why everybody's being encouraged to wear masks again, but whether they've been vaccinated or not. But, I can imagine are there other bases or posts that you've been talking to as well, or what, how does that stand? Yeah.
Back when it was started, everybody was good.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, rather than keep y'all on, let's, here comes
Ed. There you go.
Hello? Hey, Ed. You must have dropped off. Can you get back in? Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what, I was just about to say, we were kind of chit-chatting here about chapel issues, from what some of us were, experienced, a couple of us have had, but, let us just pray for you. I'm going to put you on speakerphone. You may not be able to hear us, but we will pray for you if you want to just hang on for a couple minutes. Yeah, I think so. And, let me put the phone down on speakerphone and we will pray. You might not be able to hear us, but we'll pray for you. Hold on a second. Okay, I just explained to Ed. We're going to pray for him. He's on my phone. He couldn't get back in for some reason. His Zoom was giving a hard time from his phone in his car. But Bubba, can I ask you, would you start us with prayer? Anybody pray, I'd like to, and I'll close this.
If you could hear me. Lord, again, we just thank you for this time that we can come and Zoom with one of our ministries. It's local, but it touches a lot of lives that go around the world. So we thank you for the years of service that me and Terry have given in CEF and in the military, and now switching over to Next Generation. And Lord, the need for our children to hear the truth is so important, and we thank you for what he's doing. And
Well, to be with him during these difficult times of not only switching, but in the military, which has its unique opportunities and challenges, and then the COVID on top of that. So, Lord, we know that you're in charge of this, and the gospel will go out, and we just thank you for what Ed is doing there, and that you would open doors. You would open the door here in Maxwell. You would open the door in Fort Benning and more the opportunities all over the country, but then all over the world. And, Lord, I pray that somehow you would use the military operations we have in this country, that you would strengthen the ministry through them. And, Lord, we just lift up these people that are willing to serve our country in this difficult time and the nation we're in and what's going on. We just thank you for having those there to protect us. And, Lord, we pray that you would have a strong Christian influence through that organization that would encourage them and strengthen them and, Lord, in turn, strengthen our nation. So we are so blessed, and thank you that Ed is doing what he's doing. And, Lord, continue to encourage him and strengthen him. And thank you for this time to be with him. In Christ's name I pray.
Heavenly Father, I pray for Ed as well. And thank you for this ministry to which you've called him, and his faithfulness in other ways over many years. And I pray that you would continue to guide him now. And as he is even kind of shaping this ministry around the military community and learning to do that, recognizing the need from his own experience as a guardsman, as a reservist, as a chaplain, and his experience with child evangelism as well, to see the need within the military community, where some are churched, off base, some are churched on base, and yet they're a reflection of our culture at large, and there's a need for the gospel to be there. And so I pray that you would guide in the steps. Thank you for this opening at Fort Benning, and for the possibility of work here within the Montgomery area as well. And I pray for Ed. I pray that you provide the support he needs, that you give wisdom in that, in all matters. And thank you for this larger ministry. We're just understanding a little bit about that and the bigger role that it has, but particularly for Ed's focus now on military kids. So go with him in this day, and pray that he would know your hand at work through him. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Ed, we'll sign off, but I hope you have a great day.
Sure. Yeah, I appreciate you guys understanding with the technology issues of today. It's not only are we challenged with COVID, but we're challenged with Zoom and everything else.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Greetings to three, and have a great day.
All right, you guys have the same.
All right, we'll see you. Goodbye.